assistant producer and editor position in Toronto. It's a 3-month contract, so I won't be on the show for at least 3 months, but maybe I'll call in one Tuesday and say hello and see what's up over here.
Well, that's good. No, we're definitely going to miss you. And plus, 3 months is nothing. You know, yeah. You'll be back in 3 months, back in the chair, telling the good stories.
Yeah, I'm going to miss this show for sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's the premier First Nations show on the Montreal Airways, man. It's the only show. It's the only First Nations show. So, so stay tuned to Native Solidarity News here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Also, we have Soul Perspectives, which is coming up next. So stay tuned for that. There's always some great programming there. So stay tuned to that. Also, the Sisters in Spirit is about 6 weeks away. It's on October the 4th. It's a Monday night. We're planning a march. We're planning a vigil. We're planning a whole bunch of events to talk about the missing and murdered Native women in Canada, because it is up to 582. 582 women have gone missing or been murdered in this country in the last 20 years. It is a ridiculous statistic, and I'm pretty sure, I'm almost betting real money that if it were white suburban soccer moms, I'm pretty sure there would be like a national task force.
Yeah.
There would be a registry. Every police department in this country would be involved, including every government department would also be involved in this. As we get closer to October the 4th, we're going to talk about the institutionalized systemic racism in the justice system, in the government. We're going to talk about how bad it is. And naturally, this time of year, we always talk about how important it is for Native women who are going out there, stay in groups. I cannot stress that enough. Stay in groups, mm-hmm. and just, you know, be cautious with yourselves, you know, be careful. More and more women go missing, and it's always important that you remain vigilant. I'm not trying to scare you, but you need to remain vigilant. You need to be you need to respond accordingly. Don't talk to strangers, you know. It's like, I know my parents always stress that, don't talk to strangers. And you know what, don't talk to strangers, your life could be in jeopardy. So the Sisters in Spirit is coming up October the 4th. If you want to be a part of that, check out Native Solidarity News on Facebook. There's also going to be the Sisters in Spirit 2010.
I am Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are you aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Deep in the heart of the forest, the quiet sound of the river guided the old prince as he journeyed.
Before I take a mic, take a break, beat or a break, to write, break down, Lord, please, and shape my life. We need leaders. These elitists got nothing to teach us by their strength. Our children need to see Jesus in their weakness and keep seeking where free speech is rare and realness gets kept less frequent than these secrets share. A couple stories like a town home, a brownstone, over loud phones about my hang-ups and dial tones. Swim in heaven and at worst you get drowned, towed down to the place where the clouds roam. So we get up. All my people feeling bored and strange. If you don't feel at home in this conformist state, then don't ignore the pain. That's the Lord the same. To you stands up, King, you were born to reign. That's the war that's waged. And the important things ain't what you die for, it's what you live for. Today we need to get up. Even if they knock us down, they can't stop us. Smile right back at them, laughing and get up. Actions speak louder than a thousand talkers. So make them blast that and they walk and get up. Even if they knock us down, they can't stop us. Smile right back at them, laughing and get up. Actions speak louder.
better than a thousand talks. Yeah. So make them blast that. It's hard to stand in a nation where the masses sit idle and passionless. Politics and polls in the papers, all the facts give. Can't ascertain, so the scholars place an asterisk. Stories on a star, dumbed down and distract us with. We can't help but feel detached from this capitalist confusing communion of corporate sponsors and advocates, where every actor is an activist. But a movie cast will fix these broken homes full of fractured kids. Our broken bones, you can wrap them quick. Folks trying to master this game that I call money for masochists. Where if you want to make a cut, gotta match their wrist. Dig in your pockets, not some cash, but to slash your wrist. And fashion's just a game of who can follow fastest. Wish some kind of miraculous world change could happen quick. But these problems don't take seconds to solve. And getting mad ain't the same thing as getting involved. We need to get up. Even if they knock us down, they can't stop us now. Right back at them laughing and get up. Actions speak louder than a thousand talkers. So make them blast that and they walk and get up. Even if they knock us down, they can't stop us now. Right back at them laughing and get up. Actions speak louder than a thousand talkers. So make them blast that and they walk. Get a mic, get ill, get ice, get filled. Get the life that you always wanted and then get killed. Get slain. Cause the rappers that do get banged. It's insane. All we talk about is who should get blamed. Young brothers get steal before they get aimed. And they wanna get it pulled before they get framed. Cause they wanna get respect, get checks, get danged. Think we all wanna get, but ends up getting drained. Trying to get them, we get stressed and we get strained. We don't all get the ghetto, but we all get pain. Before I get to the refrain, I hope you get what I'm saying. It's mess, but we just might get some change if we get up. Even if they knock us down, they can't stop us now. Right back at them laughing and get up. Actions speak louder than a thousand talkers. So make them blast that and they walk and get up. Even if they knock us down, they can't stop us now. Right back at them laughing and get up. Actions speak louder than a thousand talkers. So make them blast that and they walk and
hello and welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It is 6 o'clock and therefore we are in the studio. I unfortunately am alone again this week, your co-host Christian. My name is Fleur, if this is the first time you've heard us. He sadly is away and I can tell you right now he is spewing that he is away today. I am not alone though. We've got 1 hour of a show unfortunately this week, not the usual hour and a half. There is a sports telecast coming on at 7 o'clock. But before that, we have a very, very special guest and a definitely fine replacement for Christian this week. We have Shad, who we just heard with, that was one of his songs from his last album, Get Up, from the band, from the album The Old Prince. He's in the studio today. He's going to be talking about his tour, his new album, his Are You Aware mixtape. If this is the first time you've heard about Shad, get ready because he is pretty amazing. He's thought-provoking, beat infectious, he has lyrical mastery. He's a hip-hop talent that is definitely not going away. He has 3 successful albums under his belt. He's a grew up in London, Ontario. His debut album from 2005, Where This Is Over, was a self-made album, which is pretty cool, financed with only $17,000 he won from the 91.5 The Beats Rhythm of the Future talent competition back then. He's not shy of winning a few awards and getting nominated, but we'll talk about that a bit later on. We're also, this is a huge show. We've not only do we have Shad in the studio in about 25 minutes, we're also giving away free tickets to the Kanan Shad show at the Malcolm Bowl on September 25th. So yeah, we'll get Shad to give those away and you'll be able to hopefully say hi to him on the telephone. In the meantime, I'm going to keep the music moving so that we can leave all the talking up to the lovely Shad. The next song we're going to play is by Plump DJs. It features Louise Rhodes, who is actually the lead singer of a British band called Lamb. If you haven't checked out Lamb, they're really cool, kind of similar to, who could I say, like a cross between Morcheeba and Moloko, but a little bit more mellow. The Plump DJs are a producer team from England. They're pretty much known as the early pioneers of the breakbeat genre. Their first release was in 1999. This is a song that's come out of the Ministry of Sound Chill mixes. They actually did a fundraiser last year in January for the Macmillan Cancer Support Foundation, which was founded in 1911 in the United Kingdom. So it must be one of the first ones in the United Kingdom. They provide practical medical and financial support and push for better cancer care. If you want to know more about that, you can go to macmillan.org.uk. The Plump DJs, unfortunately, if you like this song, you miss them. They played at Celebrities in July. They are playing the Shambhala on August 8th, so if you have tickets, you can check them out. But I will let them do the talking and enjoy. This is the Plump DJs on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
Yeah. but now you're here. It's beautiful. Summertime was always fine with me, but now you're here. It's wonderful.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the 8th Annual Vancouver Latin American Film Festival from September 2nd to September 12th. With dozens of films from all over Latin America, the festival brings dramas, documentaries, and social, historical, and political films to Vancouver. This year's festival focuses in on films from Colombia. Films are in Spanish or Portuguese with English subtitles. Visit www.vlaff.org for tickets and a full listing of films. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, September 2nd to 12th.
What we have here is the Alpha and the Omega of spitting. Yeah. Bear witness to the greatest and the latest. Yeah. They try to hate us. Yeah. Yo, witness the evolution of spitting is wicked and it's decadent. Revolutions per minute. Every time the record spit, retribution for cynics like a stick-up kid with weapons. In Brooklyn, they saying run it. The natty is checking in. No matter the terminology, blood splatter artistically is looking like a Jackson Pollock painting. It's a mystery. Really should be brothers united against the industry. The African diaspora scattered with shattered history. The game missing me. Rap is so repetitive. Although I ain't your blood or your cuz, it's all relative. I got a gang of rhymes, and Tone's beats is banging. We moving through the streets like we slanging dimes. It's magical how the track's so classical. The cats who got gas tucked in their sweats like Plaxico. I'm back with my sabbatical. Voice of the future, black radical. Keeping all the damages collateral.
Listen to instrumentals. Think about all the things I've been through. The music just a peek into my life as a window. Cool. It's so high tech, yet it's all so simple.
Break it down.
Even if I'm knocked down, even if I give down, I don't lay down. Hotter than a tar on a city playground. Hotter than a tar on a city playground.
Yo, I'm taking all bets, I'm settling all debts. A giant leap for man began with the small steps. From a sword to a set, to my people on the picket line who sick of getting treated like the aliens in District 9. I juxtapose my business mind with my spirit. What I'm just supposed to keep you comfortable with the lyrics? Know the flow disturbing, I know for certain. Just because you know all about the artist don't mean you know the person. You don't know me, I run labels. These unstable rappers so phony, I try to listen but they're boring. This missionary position, so I'm shitting on these niggas like dysentery conditions.
Damn.
I'm sitting on a throne, you dreaming that it's empty soon. Nobody feeling you, you screaming in an empty room. High the tree to fall in the forest, nobody hearing you, even though you're full of artists. Don't get me started.
Instrumental,
listen.
Think about all the things I've been through.
Think.
The music just a peek into my life as a window.
Cool.
It's so high tech, yet it's all so simple.
Break it down.
Even if I'm knocked down,
yo, I build up my defenses when I'm left to my devices. Time gets suspended more than DMX driver's license. My music's steady, not affected by the higher prices. People having sex in the streets like Dionysus. You know what my advice is?
What?
Fuck my advice. Live your life. Stop tripping like everything in minor crisis. I'm making sacrifices. My history is black as ISIS. I don't think that I can trust you if you're lacking vices. I never miss a beat. The liquor make me slur. They take my words, try to twist them like a swisher sweet with sticky herbs. American history X, your teeth will hit the curb. It's easy cause I'm ill with the wordplay. I still flip the bird like Jeezy. We stripped it down, now it's exposed. I suppose my flows is the emperor's new clothes. Although I'm always by myself, I never ride alone. The music owned and I'm right at home, zoning.
Listen.
Listen.
Think about all the things I've been through. The music
90% is scary, man. But don't be scared. Scary ass niggas. Hey.
Say, I can't get enough of that album. That was the Black Keys with their new album Brothers and the song Tighten Up. That song is just on high rotation all the time at my house. I love that song. The Black Keys, an American blues rock music duo consisting of vocalist Dan and drummer Patrick, they formed in 2001. Patrick Carney admits Brothers is the album they've always wanted to make, and it taps into their creative force as a duo. This is what he said. Patrick said about it. Dad and I grew up a lot as individuals and musicians prior to making this album. Our relationship was tested in many ways, but at the end of the day, we're brothers, and I think these songs reflect that. So now we know how they got Brothers as their title to their album. They've also, Black Keys, as you well know, have been really heavily involved with a lot of AIDS advocacy stuff. They're in conjunction with their release of Brothers on May 18 this year, they launched an exclusive pop-up store at New York City's Housing Works Bookstore Cafe. It was one of downtown's New York's most vital community institutions. The pop-up store was open from May 18th, only for a couple of days, and the Black Keys played a few performances there to sort of, give some more emphasis to the event. They actually played an intimate performance on May 19th, and 100% of the ticket proceeds went directly to Housing Works Incorporated. And we've talked about this with the Black Keys before. The Housing Works Incorporated provides housing, healthcare, job training, and advocacy for New Yorkers living with HIV and AIDS. If you want to know more about them, you can go to housingworks.org. And another album just before that we heard that's been high rotation on my list as well is by Talib Kweli and High Tech with their song City Playgrounds from their new album Revolutions Per Minute. They actually call themselves Reflections Eternal. If you don't know who Talib Kweli is, he actually gained a lot of notoriety at the start of the early, I guess, the hip-hop sort of reinvigoration in the early 90s, late 90s, with Black Star, a collaboration with fellow MC Mos Def. He's a big supporter, Talib Kweli, of the Common Ground Foundation, and Talib has gone on after Black Star to do many solo things by himself, and now he's actually teamed up with High Tech. We've talked about the Common Ground Foundation before, but I will give you a little bit of a background. It's dedicated to the empowerment and development of urban youth in the United States, and it was created by hip-hop artist, actor, and children's author Common, who we've played on the show. They're putting on a concert in September to raise funds and awareness for the group. Artists who are playing as well include Common, The Roots, Ludacris, Nas, and De La Soul. So if you're a hip-hop aficionado who loves that kind of stuff, you can find out about where that show is being held at commongroundfoundation.org. Well, Shad should be in the studio in about 5 to 10 minutes, so we're going to keep the music going before he gets there. The next track that we're actually going to be playing is by one of my favourite bands. They have been around for a number of years. They basically pretty much brought about, I'd say, with a couple of other artists from the UK, the trip-hop movement. They have a new album out called Blood Like Lemonade, and we are going to play one of the songs from that right now. Skye Edwards, I don't know how much you guys know about Morcheeba, but she actually sort of went off the radar with them for a couple of years, but she's back now and she is insane. I love her. I've seen her live. She's really sweet and fun. She has actually sung on some two charity collaborations. First was The Perfect Day in 1997 in aid of children in need, and then Band Aid in 2004 in aid of famine relief in Sudan and Africa. So we're going to play their song Mandala, and we'll be back with you and Shad soon. This is CITR on 101.9 in Vancouver.
Thank you. Hey, remember the happy days of Henry Winkler? The Learning Disabilities Association Vancouver presents Speaking of Kids 2010 on Friday, October 22nd. Get a chance to meet and greet the Fonz himself, Henry Winkler, and hear his extremely dynamic and engaging speech about his battle with dyslexia. Event tickets are only $55. Get yours today. For registration and conference information, please visit www.ldav.ca, email events at ldav.ca, or call 604-873-8139. Don't miss Speaking of Kids 2010 with Henry Winkler, presented by the Learning Disabilities Association Vancouver, October 22nd, 2010.
Fonzie.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And that was The Broken Bells with their song The Mall and the Misery from their self-titled album Broken Bells. That is a combination of Danger Mouse and the lead guitarist James Mercer from indie rock band The Shins. But we have more important people to talk to right now on the show. We have Shad, the hip-hop genius that is Shad. He was born in Kenya of Rwandan parents. He was raised in London, Ontario. In 2007, he released his second album, The Old Prince, which received a Juno nomination for Rap Recording of the Year and was nominated. He's also been nominated twice now for the Polaris Music Prize, the most recent with his new album, TSOL, that just came out a couple of months ago. He not only is an amazing hip-hop artist, he's very smart too. He has a business degree from Wilfrid Laurier University.
Correct.
And he is studying at Simon Fraser University as well. So welcome, Shad. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
He's been a little bit sweaty. You were just playing basketball, huh?
Yeah, I'm trying not to pant into the microphone.
That's okay. I don't think the listeners would care too much. Did you win the basketball match?
I won the last one.
Oh, really?
Yay. Yeah.
Lots of slam dunks or anything like that?
No, I wish.
You're too modest. So we were talking about earlier, I thought that you were starting school back in next week when everyone else is, but you're not starting in January. How's it been to go back to school and studying and being a poor student again?
It's great. Yeah. It's not too different from being a poor musician, so it's great.
The transition's easy.
Yeah, it was very smooth, very smooth.
So what got you back into studying?
Really just kind of out of interest and sort of feeling like, okay, well, you know, we'll keep making music and see how that goes. And at the same time, like, pursue some other interests and see how that goes.
And what was the course that you're studying?
It's a graduate liberal studies program. So I take a range of courses. So it's been awesome.
What interested you about liberal studies?
Really, the fact that I could take a range of stuff was kind of the main thing. I did business in my undergrad, like you said, and so for me it was cool to like say, hey, like this was a chance for me to go back to school, but also just be able to take a range of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it was perfect.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I guess this helps with the lyrics and things like that when you study a bit more.
Kind of. It's sort of like really different. So I wouldn't say that it helps directly, but it does sort of keep me interested in just sort of learning and. It's never a bad thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's always about learning and growing over the lifespan, for
sure. Of course, yeah.
So did you have any time off this summer? Because I know that you were touring with Grand Analog. You came here in, was it June or
July?
And if you guys were lucky enough, he rocked it at the Biltmore. It was a big old heavy night.
There was a lot of people. It was a party in there. It was good. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had a blast. That whole tour was a lot of fun, and I've been on the road like June and July.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been back in Vancouver in August, for most of August, so that's been awesome, too.
Have you been doing much touring down in the States yet?
No, I go in October.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the album comes out there in October, and then I hit the road there, opening for Chaos, like about 20 dates or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then you're back in Vancouver, or are you...
And then I'll probably be back in Vancouver, unless we go elsewhere.
Okay.
Unless we go somewhere else.
And you are playing with K-9 on September 25th.
Yeah.
Is that your first time at Malcolm Bowl?
It is, yeah.
What a beautiful venue.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
I sat outside Vampire Weekend last weekend.
Okay, nice.
Because I didn't have a ticket. That's such a beautiful venue, and there's so many great venues around. What's been your favorite venue to play at over the years?
You know what? I have always liked kind of the small, cozy clubs. That's always been my favorite sort of thing. So if we're in Vancouver, you know, a place like the Biltmore, if we're in Victoria, a place like Lucky or Sugar, you know, just those clubs where everyone just, you know, like you said with the Biltmore show, everyone just kind of has a good time, and it just feels very kind of warm and everybody's together.
So the big stadium ones just make you feel a little detached, or the biggest sort of venue?
Sometimes it makes me feel like I'm kind of like one guy standing alone on like a football field.
And guys!
Being like, I wonder how I'm supposed to fill up this space. But big stadium shows, not stadium shows, but festival shows can be a lot of fun too.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, people are just in a good mood. They're outside on like a beautiful day So, yeah, the vibe there can be good, too.
What's your favorite festival that you've played at?
There's a festival called Hillside in Guelph. That's great. Pop Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
South by Southwest is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a range, but those rank for me, yeah.
I hear South by Southwest, you just don't sleep for the whole 7 days, essentially.
Yeah, it's the craziest thing I think I've ever witnessed, like, with my eyes.
With your eyes.
It's like, I call it, like, Frosh Week for bands.
Oh my gosh.
There's, like, 2,000 bands. It's just covered in, and you can spot them a mile away. You know, all the people, you're like, you're in a band, obviously. You're in a band, obviously. Like, these people aren't normal looking.
Yeah. And completely inebriated.
Yeah, and there's just music in every club, spilling out of every club. You know, full bands playing in the street. Like, it's just crazy. Till 4 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, sounds like fun.
It's fun. It is fun.
I guess you need a holiday after that for about a week or something.
Just to like evaluate if it actually happened or not, first of all, and then to sort of recuperate, and then but I think everyone has to experience it. If you love music, it's like such a special event,
I guess, and then picking up the pieces of your brain afterwards from a big week.
It's just like, what just happened? That was insane.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your new album, let's talk about that, TSOL.
Yep.
It's getting rave reviews. You've been nominated for a Polaris Prize again this year. And there's so many great songs on this album. Where did the album come from for you?
For me, it really, if I can sort of pinpoint one thing, it just came from kind of just reflecting on the idea that, hey, I have this opportunity to make music now. It's what I do. So how can I do that to the best of my ability and kind of make songs that are meaningful and positive and have different like layers to it and different levels on which people can appreciate it. So that was really the motivation, was like, just grateful to have this opportunity to make music and how can I just make the most of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I mean, gosh, this, like, I've been listening to it the last few nights and there's such a range of like feelings within it, like, yeah, and emotions, like, yeah. Rose Garden. I love that sample at the start. Cool. It sounds like summertime fun.
Yeah.
Where did you get that sample from?
That was a track that my DJ put together, Tilo. And this is the first time he's like contributed like beats to the record. And he just hit me with that one. I was like, that's just like perfect. I just love the energy and the vibe of it. Like, a lot of tracks usually start with lyrics that I write, but that one started with the beat because I just really wanted to do something and just put that energy out there. That one's got a great, it's a summertime vibe. Yeah,
it seriously puts a smile on my face. Nice. Every time I listen to it. We actually played it last week and I was bopping in here like, nice, a loser by myself. So you've been recognized as someone who includes social justice commentary in each album you bring out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll Never Understand talks about the Rwandan genocide, which, mm-hmm, I can only imagine has some really close and personal connections with you because of your family and pretty much the whole, even if you weren't there and you're a part of Rwanda, mm-hmm, it affected you.
Mm-hmm.
And it also includes poetry written by your mother, which, mm-hmm, is a pretty cool thing as well.
Yeah.
So how do you see music being a vehicle for positive change and social commentary like this?
Just so many ways, really. I think that for one thing, it's just, it allows people to like approach topics that might be difficult to kind of address, for one thing, because it's music. So you dress it up, you know, you turn it into something beautiful, you turn it into something, something poetic, something that sounds nice and people can sort of listen to it and take what they want from it. So I think that's probably the biggest thing, is it just like, you can wrap something difficult up in nice clothes, kind of, so to speak, and it helps people be able to sort of take it in.
And it's such a direct impact on your heart with the music, right? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm, compared to guilting people into saying, you, absolutely, should help out because all these,
exactly,
people have died.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's really honest. It has no agenda. It has no, nothing like that attached to it. It's just like, you know, like when my mom's reading her poetry on that song, it's just like one human being saying to whoever's listening, hey, this is me and this is my experience. So
and
do whatever you want with it. But like, I have no agenda besides just to sort of share something about who I am and my experience, and that's it.
Definitely. And I mean, I guess like music and art is just a great example of humans getting it right and connecting on a level that they don't usually connect on.
Yeah, absolutely.
In many ways.
And it's a gift in that way. And it's difficult for people to, I don't know, people, they feel it. Like, you don't necessarily, it's not like a speech or a lecture where you have to understand in order to sort of like, you know, maybe act on it or feel something. It's like you just feel it. It's in the melodies. It's in the tone of the voice. It's like, you know, you just it hits you on a different level.
Exactly. And it just provides all these emotions. Well, now that we're talking about music, let's talk about your Are You Aware mixtape. I'm going to let the listeners know. Whenever we get either a musician in or even if we have like someone from an organization, we always ask them to bring in a song that inspires them to be involved in social justice.
Cool.
But with the musicians, we make them work harder for their money.
Nice.
So we ask them to choose three songs that are inspire them to be involved in social justice or to speak out about things, and they also get to choose one of their songs that mirrors their sentiments around social justice. So why don't you first tell us about your three song choices, and then we can play them,
okay,
and then we'll talk about your one.
Okay, cool. Okay, so my three songs. So I was telling you before, like, it's always hard when you're asked to pick three songs. You feel like they're so definitive and you want to, like, but, you know, there were so many great ones to choose from. I think the first one I picked was Redemption Song. The one thing that I really love about this song is that it was, I believe, his last song on his last album. And I just think that that's just so beautiful that is... it's just poetic in and of itself that's sort of his last statement on record, because he's just inspired so many people, and yeah, I mean, I think that one sort of speaks for itself.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that one. There's a song by Willie Mason called Oxygen. Did you know it?
No, I listened to your songs before, and Shad has exceptional taste, because he's like moved the two. I mean, I knew Redemption Song, but the two other songs, they're brilliant, and we're going to be playing them a lot on the show.
Nice, I'm glad you like them. So this one, I can't remember exactly how I came across it, but like you said, it's a special, special song. Like, it's I heard that there was another artist that heard this song on the radio and signed him immediately. It's such a special song. The lyrics are so inspired. You'll hear it. I don't know what else I can say about
it.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's very simple, but and just honest. And there's just so much conviction behind it in such a simple, beautiful way. So that's Oxygen, Willie Mason. And then the last one, those two I tried to pick songs people might not have heard. And the last one is Constance by Mr. J. Medeiros, which is like...
Damn!
Yeah. So that's a song about an issue that's not discussed very much in music. I don't know if I've ever really heard it discussed in music, let alone in a way that's so beautiful and powerful. So,
I actually, when I first heard it, as soon as I heard it, I was like, "Holy moly!"
Yeah.
And then I went and actually checked out the lyrics and read the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
And once you guys have heard it, I totally recommend you go and check out the lyrics, because it's powerful and it's a story and it's amazing.
It's really, really amazing and cool to see someone take on a topic that hasn't really been addressed in music. In terms of prostitution in you know, young girls in Southeast Asia and corners of the world that we might not know of, and just a beautiful, powerful song.
Yeah, and what a great forum to bring it out in and bring it to the forefront. Okay, so we're going to play Oxygen first by Willie Mason.
Yeah.
So you're on CITR 101.9 with Shad and his mixtape. Enjoy.
Be better than oxygen so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I want to speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I want to be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew.
I wanna see through all the lies of society to the reality. Happiness is at stake. I wanna hold up my head with dignity, proud of a life where to give means more than to take. I wanna live beyond the modern mentality where paper is all that you're really taught to create. Do you remember the forgotten America? Justice, equality, freedom to every race. Just need to get past all the lies and hypocrisy, makeup and hair to the truth behind every face. Then look around to all the people you see. How many of them are happy and free? I know it sounds like a dream, but it's the only thing that can get me to sleep at night. I know it's hard to believe, but it's easy to see that something here isn't right. I know the future looks dark, but it's there that the kids of today must carry the light. On and on and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning. Until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew. If I'm afraid to catch a dream, leave your baskets and I flow them down the river stream. Each one I weave with words I speak to carry love to your relief. I wanna be better than oxygen, so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I wanna speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I wanna be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance, 'cause we speak in silence every time our eyes meet.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have,
redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
My youngest, her name is Constance, he comments. And it's only $6 per visit. Just don't leave any marks on her. It hurts business. Thought for a minute and confess that's fair, since it was $3 less than his cab fare. How old are you, honey? She says I'm 13. Her nose is runny. It's raining in the Philippines. He handed over the money. In a chilling scene, the truck drives off, and now he's on the hunt to kill her dreams. The sign reads no vacancy. He leads Constance to a room. He is ready for tapestry. He's about to turn 6 into 6,000. And all you gotta do is click on your web browser. It's not illegal to use raping as a cash crop, as long as it says she's 18 on your laptop. The sound of rain is a backdrop, laying there like she's waiting for somebody to say they care. While the tears of God fall down a window pane, she feels unholy like the father doesn't know her name. Mary Magdalene, the woman at the well, he knew everything that happened, and in his arms she fell. And all alone in his household, he's tempted by the quiet he feels and the mouse he holds. The silence of his spouse is cold, so he's about to help that man get his 6,000 gold. One click and now she's sold, withholding his conscience. Scrolling through the comments, there she is looking confident. A picture of Constance in a series of video clips, adult content. The title blinks in bold letters like the vacancy sign. It's his time to go get her. It's like his mind doesn't know better. Her soul is crying out, let me go, but he won't let her. He got her trapped inside his media player, held captive by his need to replay her. It's a matter of he being here and she being there. That's why he doesn't feel the need to care. Guilt is in the seat he bears, spilling his shares of the profit on a $500 million market, where children are regarded as product and traded like stock tips and raped for the sake of a pocket. His laptop sits like a window into Constance's room, where he exits 'cause it's almost noon. And he's expecting his wife home soon for new clothes for the baby. She'd be angry if he saw his new lady, a 13-year-old Filipino named Constance. Trust me, girl, God has not forgotten. He knew Mary Magdalene and the woman at the well. He knows everything that happens, and in his arms she fell.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And we just heard Shad's 3-pack of his Are You Aware mixtape. That was awesome. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
We literally have 1 minute left, so we're going to try and get someone to win these tickets.
Right on.
When's the show?
September 25th.
Okay, at the Malcolm Bowl. Yeah. And the number? Can you shout out the number?
Number to me looks like 604-822-2487.
Nice. So we're going to, if you guys want to ring in now, you can say hi to Shad, 822-2487, and win tickets. Otherwise, we'll see you next week, and we're going to leave, hopefully get maybe a minute of, unfortunately, we don't have much time left, of Shad's last choice. What did you choose, Shad?
Well, I was asked to pick one of my songs. I picked a song called Keep Shining.
And what was that inspiration for you for that?
That song, the inspiration was, wow, so many different things. Even like in the verses are different things. But I mean, I guess the song overall is, you know, just a shout out to strong women in my life. And just about really in general, more universally about just continuing to be yourself and to be positive and be strong. That's what it's about.
Now, and you, if you haven't heard Keep Shining, I don't think we're going to have time tonight, but I will play it the first song, I promise, next week. I have one last thing to ask you, Shad, before you go. If you had one message to give the world, what would it be? Ooh. In 20 seconds.
In 20 seconds?
Go.
One message to give the world?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I'm qualified to do that.
Oh, but, come on.
I don't know. I would wish everyone my best.
Yay. Oh, you heard it first. He wishes you all the best. Well, Shad, I have to say thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
I know I speak for everyone here at CITR and in Vancouver and in Canada. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
You deserve all the success that comes to you and more.
Thank you.
And we look forward to some pumping tracks coming out over the next few years.
Right on. Thank you.
All right, guys, we've got the sport report coming in right now. So enjoy your weekend, your long weekend, and I'll see you next Thursday at 6 o'clock. Enjoy.
Peace.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Come enjoy British Columbia's beautiful wilderness with the UBC Varsity Outdoors Club. Try your hand at hiking, backcountry skiing, rock climbing, kayaking, and much more. Whether you're a beginner or an expert, we have trips happening every week, usually at no cost. I'm just living my dream. Check us out online at ubc-voc.com. For everybody who should live it, live it, live it. Go
and get it, you should live it, live it, live it. The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports.
Who's the champion? Who's number one?
This is UBC Thunderbirds basketball on CITR 101.9 FM. Now in the CITR studio, Jeff Sargent.
And welcome, everybody, to this, our very first CITR Sports broadcast of the season, and a special one indeed, men's basketball exhibition action. The Minnesota Golden Gophers in town to take on the men's basketball team live at War Memorial Gym. We're going to go right to it with Daryl Wiener and Doug Richards, guys.
Thank you, Jeffrey Sargent. How's your summer there, Jeff?
Oh, it's been not too bad, Daryl. Thank you. How about you? It's been a while.
Yes, very well, very well. Thanks for doing this tonight, Jeff. Welcome, everybody, to War Memorial Gymnasium for another edition of UBC Thunderbird Men's Basketball, another season of UBC Men's Basketball. I'm Daryl Wiener. Along with me, he is always here. Didn't even know he was doing the game tonight, but he was still showing up.
Doug Richards. Doug.
Well, it's the electronic bracelets. If I leave the area, they send the police out after me and drag me back.
Doug, it's national anthem time. Folks, we'll be right back tonight. A very special matchup. It is UBC getting their exhibition season underway against NCAA Division I, coached by Tubby Smith, Minnesota Golden Gophers.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store,